Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Season 2 of the Island Dreams Podcast. I'm your host, EJ King, and I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for joining me back on this second season. It's been a long decade, but 2020 is here, and I'm happy to see that we all got a chance to make it, and my heart goes out to all those who weren't able to. There was a lot that's about to happen in the year 2020, but one thing that I refuse to let happen, and think you all should too, is to let the same thing that happened in the past happen again in the future. I am choosing not to hold on to yesterday, last week, last month, or even last year. I am choosing to let my past be a teacher to me, to be a tool in which I can learn from so that I can prosper in ways I could never even imagine. So, put down the champagne, go ahead and kick back in your hammock, and let's get started to see what I believe this new year means for all of us. Well, congratulations are in order. We've all made it through the next full rotation of the sun. And for the start of this new year, we all will reflect back on the past year, or in this case, the whole decade. But there is a saying, we become what we think about. So why is it that during the new year, we think mostly about the past and what's already been done, instead of focusing on the future and what is to come? Many people make New Year's resolutions where they promise themselves that they will do something different this year. Whether it be to go back to school or to eat healthier, everyone promises themselves that the new year gives them a chance to start over. Now, as great as this may sound, statistics show that on average, only a small percentage of people actually stick to their New Year's resolution. No matter how pure their intentions are, not many last more than 3 months at consistently working at achieving their goal. Why is this, you might ask? Well, it all happens up here, in one's mind. As I stated before, we become what we think about. Let me put it this way, we attract what we focus on the most. So, if the first thing you think about in the new year is what you have done in the past 365 days, what makes you think that the next upcoming 365 days will be any different than the last? We spend too much time looking backwards on old memories that no longer serve us in what we wish to do and or who we wish to become. Now, if you follow the Chinese New Year, you would know that the year 2020 is a year of the rat, the metal rat to be exact, and the rat is the first zodiac sign in rotation out of all 12 animals in the cycle, and here is what this means. With the rat being the first, that means that this year is a year of new beginnings and renewals. It is the best time to find new areas in your life to be successful at and to evolve in areas that already exist. This year gives you a greater chance at becoming successful when starting new things than possibly ever before in your lifetime. Just be sure to carefully plan what those things are. Today is truly a gift. Start fresh this year by cleaning out the old and making room for the new. Anything is possible in the year of the rat, so take advantage of this and take hold of your life. And the first step to this is by taking control of your mind. The year 2020. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? When you got your eyes tested back in grade school, the nurse often compared your eyes to 20/20 eyesight, which is considered to be perfect vision. Not only is the year 2020 all about newness, it is also a year of clarity, to be able to see things much clearer than you have before. The first step to changing your life is to first acknowledge what has been done in the past, accepting it for what it truly is, and then dealing with it properly. This is key when working to change your mindset about things, whether it be your thoughts on love and relationships, your thoughts around money and finances, or even your thoughts about yourself. There may be some deep-rooted beliefs about yourself that was once placed inside your mind that you never even knew existed, but yet it still affects you to this day. This new year gives us all a chance to rewrite the script in our mind, to see things about us or things in our lives that we no longer want, and then deciding to leave them at the doorstep before entering into this new world. Old baggage will only clutter your mind, and the more you focus on what's unwanted, You give it strength to overpower what is wanted. The mind is the most expensive natural supercomputer. It could literally cost you your life, and it was given to you at no cost at all. So it would be wise not to use it and abuse it time after time and never clean it out and polish it so that it could shine. Replace all negativity in your mind by starting to feed with the essentials of a long-lasting happy life, things such as good vibes and positive thoughts. And with a little bit of training, this can happen very easily and effortlessly. Consistency is the key, though. Working at changing your mindset day after day until it becomes a habit. These results can only come after you compound your big and little habits over time. And with that being said, I'd like to leave you all with a few quotes. The first quote states, "Once your mindset changes, everything on the outside will change right along with it." The second quote says, "To change your life, you must change yourself. And to change yourself, you must change your mindset." And this last one is by Robert Tu, and it goes like this. There are two ways to be happy, by changing the situation or by changing your mindset towards it. Well, that's all I have for today, folks. Thanks for taking time to listen, and please take a moment to comment your thoughts on this episode. Do you agree or do you disagree? I'm on Instagram at imaking3, that's imaking3, and also on Twitter and TikTok at imaking3 as well, but with underscores instead of periods. I only aim to uplift the people, so I hope you all find this podcast full of knowledge. Happy New Year's, everyone. Take care, and I'll see you all next time.